It's 25 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending November 22nd like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 15.0. Next year, 3.3. Corn, 72.5 this year, and soybeans, 41.1 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgReview. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady despite a huge gain in the pork cutout value Wednesday afternoon. Prices at the terminal markets are called mostly steady with tops from $30 to $32.50. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 higher today with a top price of $30. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, November 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,660 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $39 to $54, the weighted average $48.42, a loss of 38 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.04 to $40.31, and the weighted average was $37.32. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,922. The base price range was $38 to $53.20, and the weighted average $48.84, a loss of $1.04 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.35 to $41.50, and the weighted average was $39.08. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're going to take a look first at some of the U.S. growing areas and then jump down to South America. And first off, here in the Midwest Corn Belt, it has turned colder. We had a few light showers yesterday, only evening, only a trace of precipitation here, a few places up north, a couple hundredths of an inch, but nothing much. That system's gone. We'll have another system move across the upper Midwest tonight into tomorrow, and that could clip far northern Illinois and extreme northern Indiana with a few snow showers and flurries in northern Illinois tonight into tomorrow morning and northern Indiana tomorrow, and areas to the north of there into Wisconsin and Michigan could get a little bit of light snow, but again, nothing much. The only weather system of note over the next several days is expected to come in this weekend. Low pressure will develop over Colorado early Saturday and then swing across the plain states and then turn northeastward, probably moving across northwestern Illinois Sunday morning and then on up into the northeastern Great Lakes region by Sunday evening. And with that low, there's going to be a large swath of precipitation. For the Midwest Corn Belt, it does look like there's going to be a good soaking rain for much of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and southern Michigan. At the onset of the precipitation, there could be some ice pellets and freezing rain at first, but not much of a problem for most of Illinois and Indiana. Now, as you go into northwestern Illinois, icing could be a little more significant depending on the strength and track of the low pressure system Saturday into Saturday evening. Snow of any significance is expected to stay well to the northwest. I think central into northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, at least southern Minnesota, the growing areas of Minnesota, maybe far northern, especially north central to northwestern Iowa, and South Dakota, especially eastern and southern South Dakota, will get into significant snowfall. And that will start in the western area Saturday and move northeastward Saturday night into Sunday. So travel problems are possible northwest of the Illinois River with a little bit of icing Saturday evening. But the main problems are going to be well to the northwest with the ice and snow. Now, for the hard red winter wheat belt, the low is going to go from Colorado to northwest Illinois, so it's going to go across Kansas, and most of the significant precipitation will fall north of that low center. So that means much of the hard red belt will stay dry or at least get minimal precipitation. So Not much improvement in moisture for the crops, especially in Texas and Oklahoma, on into even southeastern Colorado and southern Kansas. If you go farther north, a better chance of precipitation, including some snow for western and northern Nebraska and into South Dakota this weekend. Now to the southern hemisphere, and it does look like hot weather is going to continue for at least another couple days in the Argentinian growing regions, and hot weather will continue through the weekend in southern Brazil. And mostly dry weather is expected in the next few days. During the last 24 hours, more rain fell in northeastern growing areas of Brazil. The areas that had been previously dry, they're now wet. It does look like some showers are going to develop on a scattered basis in Argentina this weekend. And boy, they need some rain there. So the bean belt there should get some scattered showers this weekend. Obviously, the word scattered implies that not everybody will get the rain. So coverage will probably still be well under 50%. So some fields will benefit nicely this weekend and others will stay dry. Now, next week, there's a better chance that there will be some more showers in Argentina and Brazil. But the best chance of rain early next week will come to southern Brazil into maybe some of the central production areas. And they've been dry lately after some wet weather before, so the weather conditions have been pretty good for crop development in southern into central Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 882, up three quarters, last trade up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 869, up 10, last trade up 9 1/4. July, 725, down 3, last trade up 10 1/2. December corn opened at 388, up 3 quarters, last trade up 1 3/4. July, 423, down 1, last trade up 1. December, 433, down 2, last trade up 1/2. January beans open at 1097, up 1/4, last trade up 8 1/2. March, 1113, down 1/2, last trade up 9 1/2. July, 1122 1/4, down 1/4, last trade up 8. November, 1026 1/2, down 1, last trade up 9 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 292, down 20, last trade up 260. December soybean oil opened at 46.15, up 2, last trade up 34. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, if you look at that export sales report today, corn, again, outstanding.
Yeah, we just keep coming in here banging above what the trade was looking for. We came in at 72.5 million bushels booked this past week. We have heard some pretty large sales into Asia, and I think this declining dollar and then a rebound early this week may have sparked some more interest in export buying, so we look for another strong number next week. Good rebound overnight, Dave. This corn market's going to be up, at least a penny, 3-4 cents probably more likely.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Also pretty good number there.
A good number at the high-sided trade estimates, up 8 to 15 cents, probably likely. As Ed pointed out, dryness in Argentina starting to get some attention. Rainfall chances have declined during the week for this weekend event. Maybe a little better chance the first of next week. Census crush came in on the high side of trade estimates, 163.5 million bushel. That was 16 million bushel more than the previous month.
Overnight, crude oil traded significantly higher. I guess there was an explosion on the border between U.S. and Canada. And the latest information we have is that one of the pipes may be out indefinitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype about that, this fire and the pipeline on the explosion. We've been down about $6 so far this week. We'll be up probably $2 to $3 today just based on that uncertainty.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, which, if I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's rallied above its neckline off of that head and shoulders top.
Yeah, it has, and technically it looks pretty darn good. We're up over $1.30 in 2 months, 2 weeks' time from that $7.40 low in the D's. Private estimates in Argentina suggest that wheat losses there are, with the freeze, are down about 1 million metric tons. We'll be 5 to maybe 11 or 12 higher.
Over at the Merck today, or CME Group Livestock, I suppose.
Yeah, at the Merck, we're going to see futures higher, I think, both on the cattle and the hogs. Cattle be much more subdued. Hogs look like they've turned the corner. We'll be up 30 to 50 cents. I think we've got a 43-week cycle low in place in the hogs, albeit just a little later than what we expected. We look for gradual upside in the hogs.
Where do you think that the movement may stop on that upward trend then?
We've already been up about $3. We probably have another 2 to 3 to go. February's probably going to see the brunt of the upside, not the December.
Thanks so much today, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois, joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.